Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Today's show is open lines for the entire hour. And that means that if you are at a crossroads, if you are feeling stuck, if you want compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, if you want to know what the new year holds for you, you're in the right place. All you need to do is call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. The handsome and charming Chris will answer your call, and he'll let me know that you're waiting to get on the air. My goal is to get to as many people as I can this hour. This is a fun way for me to give something back to all of you who are listening. So if I can be of service to you, go ahead and call in. Now, if you're listening live at TransformationTalkRadio.com, please feel free to send me a message in the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page, and I will keep an eye out for your questions and comments. In fact, actually, we already have an instant feedback message from Louise in Palm Springs. She says, "Hi, Karen. I'm considering a job out of state and want to know if you have any vibes on that. Happy holidays, and thank you for a great show." Oh, thank you, Louise. It hardly even started yet, and I'm glad that you think it's a great show. Let me take a look at that job out of state for you, Louise. You know, I have to say, as I look at you, I love that you're considering this, and I want to be sure that as you're looking at this, you're not just looking at the, it feels very tempting. There's an allure to it. And I want to be sure that as you're looking at it, you're looking at all the practical aspects as well as that lovely, tempting bit. I do feel like this is a good move for you, Louise. One of the reasons I think it's good is because it gets you out of some old patterns. It gets you out of some old habits that may be limiting you a little bit. And the new job feels to me like it gives you a little bit more scope to let your voice be heard. It feels to me like you're going to have a little bit more responsibility. So I like the new job for you. And as long as you're willing to make the move with all your heart, to make the move wholeheartedly, to make the move with an attitude of love and not of fear, with an attitude of I'm going and here's all the great opportunities, here's how it's going to be, instead of out of, oh no, I wonder if I did the right thing, I bet I made a big mistake. If you can do it with that attitude of love, I think you're going to be just fine. I want to ask you, please, to be sure as you are getting everything together to make the move that you're paying a lot of attention to the tiny details, because my sense is that I want to be sure that everything's accounted for. I want to be sure that everything you want to come with you actually comes with you. So just pay a little bit of attention, extra attention as you're packing up. So I hope that's helpful, Louise. The next year for you is a year of a lot of growth in terms of your career opportunity, but also a lot of growth for you in terms of your own sense of kind of personal power, your own sense of being connected, your own sense of being in the right place at the right time. And so I hope this move goes well for you, and many blessings to you now and for the holiday season. Now, that's what Louise asked me from Palm Springs. You can write in using the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and you can also call in with your questions at 800-930-2819. Now, as you're dialing, and you are dialing, aren't you? You're dialing in, right? I want to let you know about the big holiday giveaway that's going on right now over at FogCityPsychic.com. When you head over there, click the holiday giveaway link on the homepage, and you will magically be transported to a wonderland of awesome things that you could win. One entry on that page puts you in the running to win any of the great prizes that are there. I've got books and CDs and journals. I've got a great 2012 numerology calendar from Cheryl Patton at One Woman's Wisdom. I'm giving away free private sessions with me and much more. Some of you know that I love to do online gallery readings where I get a chance to read for you in a group. And I'm putting together a special New Year's Out of the Fog Salon on January 2nd for 7 lucky winners of that holiday giveaway. What's the Out of the Fog Salon? That is the online gallery reading where everyone gets a reading and has a blast in the process. The giveaway lasts through Christmas Day, and on December 26th, I will choose winners at random from everyone who entered. Now, those of you who who know how I like to give things away know that when I say I will choose a name at random, what that means is that I print out the list of all the names, I cut them up into little strips, and I put those into the highly scientific pink plastic bowl of destiny, and then my family and I take turns drawing out the names of the people who are the winners. So your entry at fogcitypsychic.com puts you in the pink plastic bowl of destiny and gives you a chance to win. So that's all at fogcitypsychic.com/holiday, or just click the list on the homepage. As we move through the darkest time of the year, at least for those of us who are listening in the Northern Hemisphere, this is a good time to set intentions for what we'd like to manifest in the new year. This is the dark before the dawn. And just like a new moon, this can be a powerful moment of magic to draw in what we would like to see happen in the new year. And if you're ready to begin to heal some of the patterns that are keeping you stuck, if you're ready to open to the flow of grace and abundance that's yours to claim, you might be a good fit for the next Inviting Change class. This is a 3-class series where Lisa Tunney and I are sharing stories and meditations, exercises, and practical tools that you can use right now to spark the change that opens you up to embrace that rich, full life that you're meant to be living. You can get more details about the class at fogcitypsychic.com/change. The new series starts on January 16th, but you don't have to wait that long to take a meaningful step toward a better new year. When you register for the series, you get immediate access to an introductory audio that has some powerful exercises to help you start right now to begin to shift from fear to grace. Now, I see we have an instant feedback message from Jessica in Atlanta. Hi, Jessica. She says, I am finishing up this year with a divorce, and I would really like to know two things. Is the guy I'm with now a good man for me? And how do you see my 2012? So, Jessica, let me take a look at that for you. What I'm doing, let's see. So as I'm looking at your energy, Jessica, I want to first of all acknowledge how much healing you are still doing and how difficult the last year has been for you, okay? My sense about your future relationships, and especially about the way that 2012 is looking for you, is that I want to be sure that you're taking time to really be good to yourself, that you're taking time to allow yourself pleasure and laughter and fun, and that you take a really light look, kind of a light feeling, not a heavy, serious look at love and fun and relationship for you right now and in 2012. Yes, the man that you are with now, I think, is a good man for you, but I'm going to advise you to take it really slow. Just let everything happen on its own timetable. Don't rush anything. Don't push anything. He feels to me like he's a pretty sensitive guy, and he's really willing to support you and be with you as you're going through these difficult things. And so, yeah, he's good for you, but please don't rush anything. Don't feel like you have to hurry. 2012 for you, I think, starts with a little bit of financial downturn for you, and that's okay because I feel like you get over it, and that's all right. But it starts a little bit low, and what I see is that we go up, 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 and things get better as we move into June, July, August 2012. I think your financial picture gets a little bit better. And I also feel like as we do that, it's like your heart gets stronger, your heart feels better. And I think that it's going to be a very good 2012 for you. So Jessica, thank you very much for your feedback, and I'm glad that you were able to write in. I hope that that's helpful. We've got a lot of other instant feedback messages to get to, and so I will get to those. We also have Felix from Stonington on the line. We'll get to him right after the break. While we in just this couple, 30 seconds or so before we go to break, please do check out fogcitypsychic.com. That's the best place to get the details on all the 10,000 things I'm doing at once. Everything that's going on with me, that's a great place to go for that information. And please don't be shy about emailing me at Karen@fogcitypsychic.com. I'd love to get your feedback about the show. So if you've got guest suggestions, if you've got questions, anything, please do let me know. That's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Felix from Stonington, and I'll take more of your calls for on-air readings. We'll be right back after this.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. But only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up.
Hi, it's Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. I'm snowing and blowing up bushels of fun on this happy holiday all readings edition of Out of the Fog. We're taking your calls for on-air psychic readings, and we're also taking your questions in instant feedback. So if you're listening on transformationtalkradio.com, that instant feedback box is on the right-hand side of the page. Let's go to the phones. We've got Felix from Stonington. Thank you for waiting through the break. And hello, Felix.
Hello.
Hi, what can I look at for you today?
Well, I guess I just wanted to, you said you were doing readings?
That's correct.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
All I need to know, I've got your first name, and I'd just love to know if you have a question that you would like me to take a look at for you.
A question. How about my finances for like next year? What do you think my finances are going to turn out to be like?
Well, I have to tell you, Felix, that as I listen to your voice, I read from the energy of the voice. So I'm listening to what you're asking, and I'm listening kind of to what's behind that. I want to let you know that in 2012, my sense is that things take off a little bit for you and things get better for you. And I love that. And I see that getting better starting like around February or March. Okay, so you don't have long to wait. The thing about you is that you may have a tendency to worry a little bit. You're like me. I have a tendency to be a big freak, and if things aren't going the way I want them to go, I can worry and worry and worry. I'm guided to say to you, Felix, please don't feel like you need to worry. The energy that you're putting into the fear makes it more difficult for you to cope. I don't feel like you've got anything to worry about. And as we get to about February, things are going to start to take off for you. The other area I have to say where I see things taking off for you, Felix, is in terms of relationship. This doesn't seem to me so much in like partnership and love. It seems to be more about friends and more about having like-minded people around you who you can really share stuff with and kind of, I think you're funny, and I mean that in a good way, but people who you can laugh with and really share stuff with. 2012 for you is a year that seems like it's about belonging. It's about fitting in. It's about feeling like you finally found your place, and that's what's coming up for you next year. I'm being guided also to say to you, if it's okay, to please be aware, and this seems like this is especially in this holiday time when we're kind of not in our regular routine and we may have a little downtime, please be very aware of where you're being guided to make any changes that you'd like to make in your life for the new year. This really is a good time to be setting intention, and I think especially if you have specific things that you want to do to improve your financial picture, this is a great time to start setting those intentions to make those happen. And like I say, I don't think you've got too long to wait. You don't show me being like a billionaire all of a sudden and you've got a yacht and, I don't know, a golden suit on.
That's okay.
Although I'm sure you'd be good in the golden suit. But you do show me like everything's okay. And I finally get to a place where I can go, okay, oh, that's better. Okay, I'm not going to worry about that anymore. So I like that.
That'd be good.
Does that make sense what I'm saying to you?
Sure. That sounds great.
Good. Okay. And if you do get the golden suit, you need to send me a photo, okay? Just so I can see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Felix, very much. Have a great holiday.
Bye.
Bye. Any of you, I suppose, who have golden suits, sure, send me as my Christmas gift. Send your photograph of you in the golden suit, fully clothed, to Karen at FogCityPsychic.com. We talked in the first segment with Jessica from Atlanta, who was asking questions about the divorce that she was going through and about what 2012 would be like for her. And she says that the reading was helpful, and I'm very glad because I do read from the voice. Sometimes it's easier for me to connect with people on the phone, and so it makes me feel happy to know that I'm doing a good job even when I can't hear you. Our next instant feedback question comes from Susan in Tucson. And she says, this thing is refreshing so fast that I can't keep up with it. There we go. She says, how can I create a successful business this year? I've been struggling with my business for the past couple of years, and I believe that I am ready for prosperity now. So Susan, let's just take a look at you and your business. All right. So when I look at that for you, Susan, the first thing that comes up, first of all, I want to say that you give me very generous energy. Okay. And I feel like the reason your business is not where it should be, it's not because you're not trying hard enough. It's not because you're not giving enough. It feels to me like this has something to do with how you're holding beliefs about what you can attract to yourself. And it's almost like you're playing it too small. It's almost like you're putting yourself in a tiny box. And what I want to do with your business, I think I'll be interested to know if you're still online and you want to type into the box, I'd be really interested to know what kind of business this is, because I feel like your business actually opens up people's perspectives. It gives people, there's something new to look at. You're expanding people's horizons with the work that you do. Energetically, you show me healer, teacher, guide energy. And so the best business for you, Susan, is something where you're actually inspired people, where you're actually helping them move forward, where you are expanding their horizons. What the next year looks like for you for business is there's a real, I'm going to say struggle. And I don't mean that in a horrible way, but there's a real struggle for you where you're finding yourself, and this is again in February, about the time that Felix gets his gold suit. Around about February, you're really struggling about whether or not you will allow yourself to give up some of the beliefs that are keeping you from being as big as you can be. You seem like someone who's open to energy work, someone who's open to the intuitive arts. Seek assistance if you want to with someone who can help you take away some of the difficult things that you're hanging on to. Okay. Another thing about you, Susan, is that you may be somebody who carries things energetically that aren't necessarily yours. And so I would love to have you take a look for yourself at, here are the things that I'm carrying. Here are the places where my energy centers are blocked. What of this that I'm carrying actually belongs to me? And what of this is maybe something that I picked up for someone else? Am I carrying a lot of stuff for my parents? Am I carrying a lot of old beliefs from past partners or past friends, past emotional or romantic connections? And as you work to move that stuff out, I think you'll find that you're not only are you in better alignment, but your business is in better alignment too. The other thing that I'm supposed to say to you is, okay, thank you. The other thing I'm supposed to say to you, Susan, is that it's really important for you to be writing this down. I don't mean write a book that everybody's going to see, although that may actually very well come up for you later. What I'm talking about right now is kind of writing down and getting it clear on paper. What do you want? How do you see this happening? And what are some of the very practical things that you can do to make it happen? So I really wish you the best. I'd love to know if you're still on what kind of business this is, because I feel like you're doing something that can really make things better for a lot of people. So Susan, I hope that that was helpful for you. We've got a lot of other instant feedback people on the line, and we also have open lines on the phone at 800-930-2819 if you'd like to connect with me voice to voice. That's a great way to get a reading from me, 800-930-2819. Our next question comes from Jessica in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Jessica. I bet it's not snowing where you are. She says, I learned of your work through Kay and Dr. Michael. Oh, that's great. We had Kay and Dr. Michael on the show several weeks ago, and they are from connectwithspirit.net in Australia. Jessica from Los Angeles says, I'm feeling a little lost with my career, and I would love to hear your insight for 2012. So let's look at, Jessica, let's look at career for you really quickly. All right. Well, one of the things that I see in terms of career is that you may have an opportunity, or you may actually be doing this now. You may have, you may be given an opportunity to rebel against authority, to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, you can't make me do that. I don't want to do that. I don't intend to do that. And I think that you're really being encouraged now, invited to sort of speak truth to power, to say what you need, to stand in your own truth, to say the things that need to be done. And it may be very well that you are having a pretty significant job change coming for you in the next year. Now, you have free will, Jessica, and everything you do, you're in control of that, okay? You're in charge of that. I would take this time over the holidays and really think about, is the career that I'm in, is the job that I'm in, does that still serve me? Are the patterns that I'm going through now over and over and over again, is that still serving me, or am I ready to make a change? My sense is that you really have something that you want to say to people in authority. I would advise you to go ahead and say what needs to be said and then take next steps. That may mean stepping back from a long-held idea about what your career path would be, and I'm supposed to say to you that you are divinely guided, divinely supported, and loved and safe as you move forward. You show me a path actually of a lot of financial abundance, which is wonderful, especially when we're talking about career, and as I see it, it's career change for you. And so please understand that the financial aspect is not going to be a big problem. The bigger issue for you is how do you get rid of the patterns that you're holding? How do you speak the truth that you need to speak? And how do you move forward with more clarity and confidence? I think you can do that in 2012 very well. It's going to mean connecting with spirit, as Kay and Dr. Michael would say. It's going to mean really opening up to listen to your own divine guidance. And so that's what I see for you. I hope that was helpful. We're getting ready to go to a break. You can call in at 800-930-2819 to connect with me voice to voice and get your on-air intuitive reading for right now or for the new year. I'm Karen Hager. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
This is Karen Hager. You're listening to Out of the Fog. Thank you, Elvis.
Thank you very much.
This is an all readings edition of the show. And if you would like to connect with me on the air for a psychic reading, you can find me at 800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. The handsome, charming, and witty Chris will take your call, and he'll let me know that you are waiting to get on the air with me. I want to help you move out of the fog,
witty
if
too.
I can. And witty, too. Yes, you're very witty.
That was an addition. I like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, very witty. I'm wondering, I was going to sing, and then I thought, do the people need to hear me saying no? They probably don't.
Do they need to? Maybe they don't need to, but maybe they might want to.
Don't you think we should save that till I've maybe been on the show? You know, I've done like 3 months, 6 months, 9 months on the show, and people feel they know me.
No, I think the minute somebody comes out on stage, I think they should start performing immediately. That's my opinion.
Well, thank you very much. That is the handsome, witty, and charming Chris, and he will be taking your calls at 800-930-2819. Okay, and if you call in, maybe I'll sing, and I'll just sing a little. Okay, but maybe I'll sing. Now, before we went to break, I was talking with Susan in Tucson. She was asking a question about how her business looked for 2012, and she said she was ready for prosperity, but maybe things weren't going so well. She wrote back to me during the break, and she said that she is indeed a speaker and a personal coach. She's a feng shui consultant. She knows her mission is to help others access their own power and create positive change. And she says, did you say that February will be the time I can eliminate limiting beliefs? Susan, yes. When I took a look at you energetically, what I saw was that February was a great kind of a window for you to release and step into your own power in that way. But does that mean you have to wait till February? No, because right now is the time to get rid of those limiting beliefs. I firmly believe, and I say often, I should put it on a t-shirt or something, that with every breath, we have the opportunity to make a different choice. With every breath that we take, we have an opportunity to move from fear to love. We have an opportunity to let go of the things that are stopping us so that we can move forward with greater clarity, greater confidence, greater connection with Source. And so what I see for you, Susan, is that as soon as you're ready to start that work, my sense is that you've begun it already, but as soon as you're ready to really make that change, everything falls into place for you. It's true that it takes practice. That's why they call it a spiritual practice. We try over and over and over again, and every time it goes great, that's wonderful. We go a little farther. Every time it doesn't go so well, we try again. Our whole lives are spiritual practice. That's why it's a journey, right? And so as you go farther on your journey, Susan, I think you'll be more and more clear about what you're holding that serves you and what you're holding that does not. Now, Angela in Canada has written in, and she says, do you see any significant events coming up for either my husband or me? And Angela, hello. Angela is someone who I have talked to before on other programs. And so, Angela, hello. I'm glad that you're listening all the way there in Canada. I have to say that when I look at any significant events coming up for you and your husband, I kind of feel like you're holding something back a little bit. I'm not sure if somebody told you that, something really bad is going to happen and now you have to be very afraid. That doesn't seem that way to me at all. When I look at the energy around you and your husband, what comes up for me is I want to see improved, increased communication. And I also want to see a sense of you guys kind of banding together. It's like coming together as partners, coming together as part of a team. So a significant event that would happen for the two of you, I think, is that coming together, that reconnecting in a way that's very personal for the two of you, in a way that is very intimate, is what I want to say. I don't see any horrible bad things coming for you. People ask me this all the time. What if I ask the psychic a question and she sees something really scary and awful? I have to say that in my work, what I try to do is take the question that you ask me and I try to take that to source and bring back information that will be helpful. Information that comes from source is given in love. It's given in generosity. It is not meant to inspire fear. And over the years that I've been doing this work, when I have had a negative message or something that I think the person who's asking the question doesn't want to hear, part of my job is to try to give that message in a way that doesn't inspire fear. One of the things that I tell people when they ask me about how do I know if I'm getting a good psychic reading, what are some things to watch out for? Anybody who says that they're an intuitive, and that includes me, anybody who tries to scare you, anybody who tells you that you are cursed or that bad things will happen to you if you do not do X or Y, including, for example, you are cursed and bad things will happen unless you send me $500 right away, please, please walk away. Please run away from that. No one knows you better than you know yourself. No one controls your destiny except you. The decisions that you make, the choices that you make are all up to you, and you have complete free will. So guidance that you get from someone who is a psychic or intuitive is only that. It's only guidance. You are free at any time. If you don't like the path that someone sees for you, you are absolutely free to change that path, to walk a different way, to open yourself up to different opportunities and possibilities. So Angela, I hope that helps. The significant event that I see for you and your husband has more to do with you reconnecting, with you coming together, rediscovering the ways in which you can communicate and be partners with each other. But no, I don't see any horrible negative thing looming in the shadows for you. And in fact, 2012 for you is a year of a lot of a year of a lot of intuitive development and a year of a lot of growth and strength for you intuitively. And you have a wonderful way of working with energy, and you have a wonderful way of, you're very kind of flexible is not quite the right, you're very nimble, and you have a very light touch when you're working with people's energy. And for you, next year is the year when that becomes easier, and it is easier to let people know about the work that you're doing. So I think that you're going to see quite a spiritual sort of uplift for you in the next year. So Angela, I hope that that is helpful. Now, I've been given a new number if you're interested in calling into the show. The number that you can call is 401-322-9091. That's 401-322-9091. That's a little of a change, but that's the best way to get directly to Chris, and he can bring you on the air with me. Now, if you're listening live on transformationtalkradio.com, you can use the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the screen and type in your instant feedback. That's what Susan did and Angela did and Jessica did and everybody who I've been reading for today. Go ahead and type your question in that box. I would be happy to look at that for you. Now, because it's the holidays, I'm getting ready to have some fun and do some, I don't know, just have fun, have vacation. I like it's a little bit of a lighter energy. The kids are home from school. The thing about the holidays, though, is they can be very dangerous. And so I wanted to just let you know something that I found. And okay, don't be scared now. It says holiday makers shouldn't underestimate the dangers of the humble ham when they sit down to Christmas lunch. It says that New Zealand state-run Accident Compensation Corporation that offers universal insurance coverage for accidents, and they released figures that showed the cost of treatment, rehabilitation, and compensation for accidents recorded last Christmas Day topped $1.45 million U.S. dollars. Now, that includes several claims for ham-related injuries, including carving mishaps and burns, neck and knee strains from carrying heavy hams, and even a crushed finger after a ham toppled from a stand. Most of the Christmas Day injuries resulted from outdoor activities, but they also included one person laughing so hard they fainted, someone hit their head in the garden, somebody else took a nap, and a drunk person stood on their face. Now, I just bring that to your attention so that you know that Christmas is dangerous. Please exercise good, please exercise good sense as you're having fun. And, of course, beware the humble ham. When we come back in just a few minutes, we will take a call from Angel, who is in Oregon. She's on the line for her psychic reading. You can always call in for your on-air reading at 401-322-9091 or type into the instant feedback page on the right-hand side at transformationtalkradio.com. I'm Karen Hager. Be careful of your hams, people, and I'll be back right after this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Imagine Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Dixon and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
We will take a call from Angel, who is in Oregon. She's on the line.
To know what's going on in my life, it's really bad. Mm-hmm. And I've reached a point where I'm just like, I just have to just say, I got to let it go because I don't know what else to do.
I'm really aware as I listen to you, Angel, about how much spiritual support and help you have around you right now. And what I'm talking about is not just your loved ones in spirit, but I'm talking about your angels. I'm talking about your guides. I don't know if you like think you're alone in a room right now, but there's actually about 75 people in there in there with you. Okay, you've got a lot of support that you're calling in from spirit. I'm being guided very strongly just to ask you to please, when things get so bad and when you get to what I feel like is that really frantic place where you feel like you're in a box and you feel like there are no options and things get really dark, I'm guided to ask you to just kind of imagine just kind of popping open the crown of your head there right at the top and just bringing in energy from source, just bringing in that support and that loving light. That's the light of divine love. That's the light of protection. And what happens when you make yourself aware of that light, when you make that protection, even though it doesn't make a lousy situation any less lousy, it doesn't magically fix anything, but what it does is remind you that you are a spiritual being with infinite resource, okay? And that the lousy things that happen to you on the earth plane are things that you have tools to deal with. It's just that you can't always do it all by yourself, okay? I pulled a little card for you while I was talking. I used Sonia Choquette's Ask Your Guides cards, and I use those often when I'm reading on the air because I tend to take people kind of one after another really fast, and these cards give me a nice way to immediately zoom in on what's the key thing that I need to talk to the person who I have in front of me. The card that came up for you, Angel, is the card of community, which I think is pretty funny. The picture on the card is of people holding hands, but there's like more people than you can see. They kind of fade into the background. And that's the image that you're giving me about being in that room. You think you're by yourself. There's 75 people with you. This is a really good time for you to reach out, for you to find like-minded people. And I mean people who share your spiritual beliefs as well as people who are just nice and you want to be with them. I would really love for you to find a community where you could develop your own daily spiritual practice, where you could develop a sense of being part of something that's connected with spirit, that's connected with love, that's connected with light. One of the things about you is that you have a lot of intuition and you have a lot of empathy. And as I was saying to somebody earlier this hour, when you are very empathic, you may tend to attract kind of little crusty, energetic hangers-on that don't really belong to you. There's no need for you to feel like you have to carry things for other people. That's responsibilities. That's emotions that you carry. That's your bad feelings maybe about something that turned, how something turned out. You don't need to carry those anymore. And as you kind of pop up in the top of your head right there, take that energy from source, bring that all around you as a lovely way of being psychically protected, of knowing that you are safe. In that protected space, take a look at those little crusty hangers-on and let's get rid of them. You show me, especially around your throat chakra, that has to do with communication, speaking your truth clearly and without feeling like, oh, nobody's going to listen to me. I don't really have anything worth saying. There's a blockage there. If we can move that out, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to speak in your true voice, to say what you want. And as you hear yourself saying that, to understand that it's your right to have the things that you want, that you are allowed to manifest good things and abundance in your life. They're also showing me down at the base of your spine, another energetic block. That to me is around the area of grounding, and it's almost like you're being prevented from grounding. Now, I'm not saying like, ooh, negative energy, ooh, bad things stopping you, but that little crusty block, which may be a belief about what you are allowed to draw from source, how much you're allowed to give, how much comfort, how much energy you're allowed to draw, that little crusty thing is keeping you from grounding fully. And I would love, actually, if you aren't already, let's see, what's the best way to get you this? I've got a grounding meditation on my website, and if you're not already on the list for my newsletter, if you sign up at fogcitypsychic.com, you can get that. If you forget or whatever, you can email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com, and I would love to get that grounding meditation to you. Coming into your day, into any situation, from a place of being grounded and protected really gives you the energy and puts you in the right place to start that day and make the most of it, even if it's a day when you have to deal with things that are not maybe the way you want them to be. Is that helpful information, Angel?
Yeah, kind of. I was just used to this. 75 people around me.
That's not the actual number of 75. It might be a slight exaggeration. What that is that you call in your guides, you call in Archangel Michael very strongly. That, I would say, is that's like the leading person, the leading entity that I see around you right now. And it's fine.
Do you have anything to say to me?
You know what he says to you? Honestly, he puts you like in the palm of his hand, like you're really tiny and he's really big, and he holds you there safe. And that's without saying anything. Just to know that you are held, and that you are safe, and that's the message. That really is the message that he has for you, Angel, as you go forward. Okay. Thank you so much for calling the show. I need to let you go because we're at the end of our time. I'm wishing you many blessings for the new year, and please remember to continue to connect with Source because you're not alone, and there's a lot of love and support out there for you. Okay. Thank you very much for your call, Angel.
Thank you.
Now that's all the time that we have for today. I hope that you'll visit fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. Don't forget that big holiday giveaway, by the way. So fogcitypsychic.com, click the giveaway link, and there's a ton of great stuff for you there. Tonight at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, I'm filling in for Dr. Pat as the host of the Dr. Pat Show. You can hear that on BBS Radio and Transformation Talk Radio. My guest will be health coach Shannon Legacy, and she'll be talking about how we can heal our relationship with food. That's very timely stuff for the holidays. If you were trying to get in today and you weren't able to get in, please know that tomorrow at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, I'll be back on the Dr. Pat Show as a guest host. That's on KKNW Seattle and Transformation Talk Radio. Not only will I be taking your calls for readings, but I've got a ton of great gifts for people who are listening live. Next week at this time, you'll hear a rebroadcast of my interview with intuitive Sherry Dillard, and I'll be back live with you on Wednesday, January 4th. My guest then will be numerologist Allison Bauman. She is funny and wonderful and tells it like it is. I can't wait to hear what she feels is in store for 2012. Please know that I'm sending you many blessings for the holidays and wishing you joy and abundance in the new year. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.